You're really deaf with those headphones on. Or were you willfully ignoring me?
No.
You didn't hear me?
No.
You're just doing your little dance that you do when the opening music comes on.
Yes.
I was trying to say, because we almost lost the show we just recorded before this.
Yeah. We record each one live right then.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We're actually recording this as you listen to it. Whenever you happen to click on it. It's magic like
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I was saying we almost... Years ago, at this point, maybe 2 years ago, I almost lost one. I had to spend, like, because I dumped it into the audio editor and it made, like, a physical representation of it with the sound waves and shit. But that's not data. It's just fucking a little picture wave. So then I delete the drive.
No.
And start editing. And it's like, I have no MP3 to edit. And it took me hours to repair it on the, like, I actually somehow found it on the USB drive. I became, like, fucking all sleuthy.
Yeah.
A forensic computer science guy. That was just poetry, those words. Computer science.
It would
thing
have been even
person.
More tragic if you had lost me doing my Donna Summer impersonation show.
When did you do that?
Like I could do it right now.
You can.
On the radio.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's enough.
Oh.
All right, a little more.
No, that's good.
Thank you. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, with
Hello,
me today.
John.
Hello, Allison Frank, my
That's
co-hostess.
Me. Mm-hmm. That's me.
We try to be funny. That's it for the show.
Oh.
I don't know what else to tell you. We
Hilarious.
Just try to be funny. We
I'm
talk
hilarious.
About things.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's news. Sometimes it's personal.
Yeah, the news is a drag. That's not my forte.
I got some of the rib ticklers about ball bearings buried. Buried in rib cages.
Woo-hoo. If you ever want to talk about cheroot bombings.
Oh, no. Enough cheroot.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there, you're going to find every episode we've ever done of this show. There's about 300 at this point. There's
wow.
a lot of
A year's worth.
You don't need to fake it.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Don't need to fake it.
Sounds fun.
This is an angry song. We usually don't make it this far in with it still playing. That is... That Justin Tenpenny of Gray Sky Eternal, that is an
wow.
angry young
Very
man
passionate.
Screaming there. Yeah,
Very passionate fellow.
You go to inpapasbasement.com. It's got all the episodes. It's got my writing, too. I do a bunch of that. I try to. Sometimes I get lazy, like when I'm playing a really good video game. What do you want?
Wow.
I could write or I could play Eternal Darkness. I could play Paper Mario or write.
Yeah.
Typing's boring as shit.
Yeah.
Secretaries get paid to do it because it sucks.
Wow, sorry.
You know who never gets played? People playing video games, except the Koreans who
oh,
like
God.
Competitively play StarCraft.
I don't even know what that is.
That's those Koreans. They have a lot of competitive gaming going on.
I guess. I don't
it's,
know.
It's God bless them.
Didn't we just help one of those fellows out?
Who, Howard?
No. Ching Chong Ying Ching Lepeng down there at the... At the metro station.
Oh, he was Latin, actually. Get your stereotypes right. That was Gaspar Gomez or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
We got a lighthearted show for you today.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Wow, light and bubbly.
And by the way, tweet me at Papa's Basement.
Oh,
if,
yes.
If mm-hmm. anything during the show you want to comment on,
yeah, or...
tweet me. I respond to everything, especially if you have nice tits.
Or,
good areolas, those go a long way in my book.
Yeah, or if you have a nice banner for a cause.
Yeah, ribbons, I'm a big fan of those. Yeah. Anything I can put on the website to show I'm part of the solution, not the problem.
That's right.
Well, last episode was depressing as shit.
Yeah,
for lack of a better word. We talked about...
I don't really like talking about news because, one, I'm...
It ages great.
I
would love
it.
To put that in as the evergreen episode. So 6 months from now, that's like back when our evergreen was the day Brett Michaels had a stroke.
Oh.
For months, people would tweet me and they'd just be like, Brett Michaels had a stroke? I'm like, what? No, what are you talking about? And then it dawned on me. They were listening to the replay every
yeah.
Saturday. All right. We got yeah. funny topics.
Okay. I'm with you. What do you got?
You came up with them. Don't ask me what do you got. You gave them to me. I mean, that's very selfless of you. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
You don't want credit.
No, I mean, I don't care.
All right.
Yes, darling. What do you got? Fire it up. Ham
okay,
it up.
These are questions you've asked me off air.
Yes.
And after a while, I just went, God damn it, why are we not doing this bit on air?
Yeah, how about it?
Because it's amazing. Well, the first one I want to get to, because this one was new.
Yes.
And it really got to me. You asked. I don't know where you got this, and it's a very simple question. And it seems like one of those almost a Cosmo ready article type thing.
Yeah.
You asked.
Yes.
What are the five most attractive things in...
What are your top five turn-ons in the opposite sex?
Well, I'm not even going to be prejudiced like that. I'm going to say the sex you're attracted to. For me, it happens to be women, the opposite sex. But my chair is tilting, by the way. Like, my fat ass
That's
is
true.
Bending
You can
it.
Be attracted to the same sex.
That's...
So. But the
to
question
quote Mr.
then...
Mr. Show, they have a pill for that.
Yeah, but there are people, even people who want to be in relationships, same-sex relationships, they can be... They can respond to what they find most attractive in the opposite sex as well.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not, I don't think that's a sexist comment
you're,
or
you're
whatever.
You're just making things horribly complicated.
Just tell
it's
me what
all
the top five
about
are.
Allison.
Yes, it is.
I wanted, shall I go first?
Yeah, come
Men
on.
Men first?
I'd like to rip it apart.
Okay. We're going to have to, we're milking this, by the way, because I think we got about two other topics. So
three.
This has to be a nice 45, 57 minute topic.
Well, I mean,
then
I have a
30
wealth
seconds
of information,
each.
So.
Okay.
Yes.
You told me this about an hour ago at this point. You asked me that question.
Right.
For some reason, it's out of left field. Where did it come from, by the way?
No, I just was talking about it with a friend of mine a couple years ago, and then it's a question that I like to ask.
And you just had like a mini stroke, and that part of your brain... The part of your brain forgetting it withered and died, and you're like, wait a minute.
No, I mean, we were just talking about things that we like and we don't like, and, you know, would you rather have a cabin vacation or would you rather have a beach vacation?
Beach.
Or...
Anyone who says cabin's a dumb piece of shit. Have they not seen Evil Dead?
Oh, dude, a lot of people say the woods. They're going in the woods.
They're crazy.
And, you know, someone I was invited
That's
camping.
That's where the rapes happen.
I was invited camping, and, you know, I have this thing for HD or...
HDTV. That's why I don't camp.
I do actually have that. But IDTV, which is even worse, because that's Investigation Discovery, where they have just murder episode after murder episode of unsolved.
Oh, wow, like True TV?
No, I mean, those are like the court dramas. Okay. This is actually just follows a murder through all of it, and they do like some...
Like The Killing.
Yeah, and the reenactment, and, you know, kind of a whodunit, and, you know... I mean, there's loads and loads of those programs, and I could watch them all day long. Anyhow, my friend said something about going camping, and I said, yeah. And they were like, yeah, so I guess we won't have to worry about such and such, meaning that I wouldn't be returning. And I said, do you think I'm going to go out in the woods and not tell people that I'm going? And they're like, yeah, but you're going with me. You know me. Why would you tell? And then they started like...
And then he turned out to be a murderer? Is that where this is going?
No. I'm not murdered yet. I haven't gone camping, but...
Have you camped with them yet?
I mean, I've camped with them before, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we've all gone camping before. But, I mean, I'm just not going to go out in the woods in the middle of nowhere with someone.
All right. Well, you said, you asked me what are the five things you find most attractive or the five most important things for attraction to occur.
Your top five turn-ons in the
opposite. Top five turn-ons.
Yes, in the opposite sex.
Okay.
Or same sex. You can go both routes if you
want
to
unveil I mean, if
all
you want
those.
Me to do a top 10, I can certainly brainstorm. But we're going to go with pussy. You know, that's what we're focusing on here. For me. I like
that is the top. That's your
well,
top
yeah,
five?
Well, I mean, that would be my one through five if we're going to list
but
the fact they
you,
have vagina.
But if that is your top.
No. I'm saying we're just talking about pussy. We're talking about
oh,
women.
Oh, okay. I got you.
All right.
I was going to say.
Here,
that's a
in
top
no
point.
Particular order.
Yes.
I'm going to put a.
Yes.
I'm going to first say, tell me if I have to break this into two, because if I do, so be it.
Okay.
I'm going to say intelligence and wit. And it sounds, I know everyone's laughing
yeah.
listening to this, thinking that I put that out there first.
Yeah.
It's only because you listed my top five, you asked, what are your top five things yeah. in the break room while I was
right.
shoving candy in my mouth, like there's no tomorrow.
Because yeah.
I both want to gain weight and chocolate's horrible yeah. for the voice. Mm. And I enjoy having a scratchy throat after recording 2 hours of radio.
Right. Or 1 hour, because we just came in.
Yeah, of course. This. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is livey. Whatever day you're listening to it, it was live.
On Thursday.
Yes, Thursday.
We're live next Thursday, today.
I think this airs on Monday, actually, so get it straight.
Okay.
And you asked what I liked, the top five, and
yes.
of course, I'm just thinking five different body parts immediately,
right.
and then you throw in...
Five
no,
body parts?
Yeah.
Five?
I could make this list as long as you let me.
No, you got to give the top five.
We're chopping
five.
It down to five.
And the top five has to do...
And you said it has to include the non-physical.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have to include both intelligence and wit as different entries.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to sneak it in there as one blanket thing, but they're different things to me. There have been people who aren't the smartest.
Yeah.
Smartest thing on the block.
Right.
That for whatever reason, I can converse very well with.
Because they have a quick wit.
Mm-hmm. I suppose so.
And
yeah.
It's relative to whatever you're talking about. So they may not be book smart or have.
Not even particularly life smart. Yeah. You know what I mean? They might, for whatever reason, once in a while, it almost always goes hand in hand.
They watched a lot of Simpsons.
That for me to track with someone, yeah, they're not dumb.
Yeah.
But once in a while, for some reason, someone can talk to me.
Yeah.
And I enjoy our conversations, and they're fucking stupid, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I guess we just keep it to a few simple topics, and like they know how to talk about those well.
Yeah.
But I definitely... I need some sort of sparkling conversation that is born of wit and intelligence. Because otherwise, you can be hot as fuck. And don't get me wrong, if you're dumb as shit, but you're really attractive, I will, of course, try to fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm only human, but I'm going to be bored as shit the whole time. Like, I'll hopefully have a great time in the sack, and hopefully we can have, like, polite conversation.
Correct.
But I'm not going to ever consider that, like, a keeper to have. So we're going to put intelligence and wit out there.
All right.
One entry.
Okay.
You're giving me one entry for all
that? That's fine.
Thank you.
I mean, you can put it however you
want. Thank you, Professor Rules. Professor List Rules.
That's right.
Entry two.
Yeah.
Trim.
Yeah.
Not one for the Zaftig figures.
No.
I'm not one for just gigantic broads.
This gentleman says, let me see if I find this. He says... He likes a woman that takes care of herself, eats, and exercises properly.
That is where we differ.
Why because, do you have to eat and exercise properly? That's subjective. Really.
I've dated a couple girls who were very, very thin.
Yeah.
And they fucking like lived on candy and coffee.
Right.
And their exercise was pulling out the
vibrator.
So
you don't care if they're full of cancer?
No, not for the immediate... You know, I've always...
So you don't want to grow old with this person.
I've always put it this way.
She's got my top five.
It's better if they're natural.
Don't tell me she's rotten inside.
Exactly. Full of jungle rot. It's better if they simply don't need to exercise to stay in shape because there's going to come a time in everyone's life, be it the kids or work or whatever, where they stop hitting the gym.
Yeah.
And if your girl... To keep like 30 pounds at bay has to hit the gym daily. And while she's doing the gym daily, she's a stunner.
Yeah.
You're in for disappointment.
That's not necessarily true.
You purchased the BMW whose engine is held together with duct tape.
Christy Brinkley looks great. She exercises all the time. She still exercises
all the
time.
I'm sure without exercise, Christy Brinkley would put on 5 pounds and just be like, oh, I'm such a fat pig in the mirror the whole time.
I don't know.
I'm talking the girls who are like my favorite website ever, Reddit Gone Wild.
Right.
There are chicks there who will post pictures. God bless them. They're like, I lost 50 pounds. I lost 100 pounds. And this is what I look like naked. And I'm proud to show it off now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And sometimes they're pretty thin and they're pretty in shape. They're a fucking Chernobyl waiting to happen.
So
and you marry them at your peril.
I mean, but then there's, what about that song that says, you know, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, you got to make an
marry an ugly bitch. That's how the lyric goes.
No, you got to make an ugly woman your wife. That's how it goes.
I've always hated that song.
I actually like it.
Because
I really do like that song.
That's if you want to be happy in every aspect of your life, except the I'm fucking a hot woman aspect, which for a man is huge. It's like saying, hey, Allison, do you not want to ever worry about paying taxes again?
No.
Don't make any income.
It's really not the same because we all, beauty and attraction is all subjective. So
no, for guys, it's very physical and.
Right. But what is attractive to you might not be attractive to him. He could like redheads with freckles. You could like dark-skinned women with.
I do.
Massive areolas.
Go on. Yes.
So I'm just saying like that's subjective. So to put every woman in there, so maybe she's a 10 to you, but she's ugly to everyone else.
Yes and no. I feel there are certain, you're playing the percentages.
Yeah.
But there are two things. At first, I think there are certain women who are appealing to roughly 90% of the masses out there.
We call that mainstream appeal. So even if they're not your 10, you can recognize that that person does have, you know, physical beauty.
Yes.
Like, and for me, it's George Clooney. A lot of women just think he's the cat's pajamas.
He is.
But he doesn't do it for me.
You sound like a crazy person right now.
He is a nice looking man and he seems charming, but he's just not my 10. So, but I can recognize, yes, that a George Clooney has mainstream
How
appeal.
Am I doing the show with you? How?
I don't know. So, okay, so you've got two, right?
Oh, okay, we're just pushing past the conversation we got into.
Come on. Wow. What do you got?
Okay.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
This is for dating, by the way, or actual marriage or what? I'm just asking.
It's just your top five turn-ons.
Physical.
In the opposite sex. All together, all encompassing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's a weird one for me.
Oh, my. I don't like where this is going.
No, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's very strange because when it comes to a chick, I would like to knock up.
Yeah.
Height is a huge turn on.
Yeah.
Because I'm like 5'9", pretty much actually 5'8", and change or whatever.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I didn't like being that short. Now I realize I'm not freakish short, so it really doesn't matter. But I would certainly like to be a few inches taller. I don't want my kids to have to deal with that shit. So height is important to me. However, for actually being turned on and sex and all that shit,
yeah,
short girls are way more fun in bed. They just weigh less and you can throw them around.
Yeah, you just flip them around like a frisbee.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking you can wreck a short girl in bed.
I guess. I don't know.
You feel like a damn Hercules.
I don't know.
Oh, no. I've hooked up with a couple like real shorties.
See, it's the opposite from women.
Of
mean,
course.
If we just have, you know, a little like.
If you just need some dick, yeah, you'll fuck the little wop midget in
but
the
it
corner.
Wouldn't matter. Like if he was a tiny little man, he's a miniature horse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's
putting
just
his tiny little fingers in your vagina. Just like those words would disgust a woman. Just hear tiny little fingers touching their pussy. You're just like, oh.
Yeah, not good. No. So,
tiny hands caressing their breasts.
No.
Tiny childlike hands.
I don't want someone palming my clit you know, with their teeny little hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Things that are.
So what is the three then? Height or not height?
I'm going to have to put in height, even though I love fucking the short broads.
Yeah. Why what's wrong with the giraffe?
The giraffe? The tall girls in bed, they have their own appeal, but they're usually just heavier. Even if they're thin, they're fucking heavier because there's more of them.
I guess.
And like a tall girl who's more of the hourglass shape, they can be heavy, man. A 5'10 girl who's like got D cups and shit like that, even if she's relatively in shape, she could be like fucking 150, 160, no problem.
What you say. Listen, I really like that you're into me, but I'm too fat for you. I'm too out of shape.
All right, number four, well-proportioned.
Yeah? Really? You're putting all of this in there?
Well,
like that is such an odd one, really.
It's just they concluded a long time ago
that... Who's they?
They. Mm-hmm. They. The scientists. They.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That everyone's most attracted to like a hips to waist ratio of 0.7. In other words, if you have a 7-inch waist, your hips are 10 inches.
Yeah.
And obviously expand that ratio to human size.
Yeah.
As much as I love big fucking tits, they're not really necessary.
Yeah.
Like, as long as someone just has the small waist, the nice hips, and tits that look in proportion to that, I like that. But I've seen people that are just fucking oddly built.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I don't like really trunky legs.
Yeah.
I don't want someone with a gut.
Yeah.
And all that shit. So I'm going to toss well proportioned.
That is an odd one.
Thank you. I put a lot of thought into this.
This is an odd one.
And number five.
Long earlobes.
No.
It's like. Yeah.
Number five.
Yeah. What's number five?
Thinking. Well, we're going to toss out the given.
What's that?
The one that shouldn't have to be mentioned, but your friend mentioned it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it out there too. Hygiene.
But you can't. So that's your fifth one or no?
You know what? If I have to pick one, Then fuck it, yeah. We're going to go with vagina that doesn't smell and clean ass.
Yeah. The thing is,
that whole little taint area clean on a girl. That's a turn on to me. You don't want to fuck someone doggy style and their ass keeps going with each thrust, and then you're getting that whiff of shit smell, which has only happened like once or twice, but that's once or twice too many.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I asked over 500 people this question.
Did you really?
And their response was,
Allison Zogby poll over here.
The thing is that a lot of people said hygiene and cleanliness. And you know these guys, when they say cleanliness, they're not talking
just
about
means box.
A doily under the vase and using a coaster.
No, when you talk about an unclean woman, it simply means she's either not keeping up with shaving or her pussy smells.
To me, that's just
a given.
It should be a given.
I bathe daily. Allison, do you know the biggest break I ever take from bathing? Sometimes, hold on, I got a sneeze coming.
No. Really? Was that necessary?
That was just how I sneezed. Shut up.
Bless you.
Okay. What the hell were we even saying? That was a great sneeze. Sometimes those are like better than sex.
Oh my.
That was good. What was I talking about? It blew my mind. It blew my mind clear out my butthole.
Cleanliness. Yeah.
But what from? Oh, the longest break I'll ever take from showering is, let's say I showered Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I'll go all of Thursday and maybe I'm lazy and I'll just pass out Thursday, and first thing Friday I'll shower. So sometimes I go a little over 24 hours without showering. There are people who are very comfortable skipping days.
Mm. The thing about it is, have you ever dated those people?
Yeah. The last girlfriend. Would,
days, plural.
Yeah, like day or two. And that's not like her vag was whatever was going on. She would stink 5 seconds after a shower. So it was completely independent. And weirdly enough, she never really got smelly without bathing. Although I probably wouldn't have wanted to go down after a day. I didn't want to go down 5 minutes after she bathed, given what was going on down there. Yeah. There are certain people, I guess, who don't get particularly
funky. Yeah, but then how do you say
funky?
That that's a hygiene or cleanliness thing? I mean, that just is, you're just talking about someone's...
No, it's the same way you would say, look, I want someone to eat well. Well, you really want them to eat well so they're thin.
Yeah.
To say you want someone to bathe daily, you wouldn't give a shit if they bathed once a week as long as they didn't stink. You just want the result. You don't care about the method. It's achieved by it.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand that, but how, I mean, to me, what you're saying is you don't want a smelly vagina.
No, it's horrific. It's horrific because eating box is fucking fun, and if I can't eat it, I get salty, and just smelling it during sex is horrible, and it'll make your dick soft. It's like getting maced and trying to maintain an erection. I defy you.
Hold on. I mean, the thing is, I think then more than cleanliness, I mean, people are not talking.
People should just say puss smell.
Yeah. I mean, if that's really what they mean. I mean, there's a lot of people who have listed that. But, I mean, really, what are they talking about?
These people you poll, is this something you put on your Facebook? Or?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, then I just asked a bunch of... yeah. No, but I just asked a bunch of random people, and I asked them this question, men and women, what their top five were.
A lot of time on your hands.
No, you just hit one button.
Oh,
and
okay.
They just asked.
I was picturing you walking around the city streets with like a microphone.
No,
and the little fedora,
but I wouldn't mind
with
doing
the card that says press on it.
I wouldn't mind doing that. But the thing is that for most of the men, they listed intelligence.
It's true. And people might laugh at that.
Well,
no one likes talking to a dumb motherfucker. And as much as it's physical for guys, you need someone you can talk to after the fact.
But
or else you're going to roll.
I was surprised by how many guys said hygiene and cleanliness.
Because we've all had a horrific vagina experience.
But
you keep playing the game long enough, you're going to get burned.
You're just going to get bathed. I mean, that's like saying, I don't...
Not
one of my
every
top
vag
five.
Problem is because of bathing, though. Again, fucking their chemistry
gets down
there. So
I'm going to list one of my top five is a guy with clean fingernails.
That's different. There are a lot of guys out there who fucking have the long toenails and fingernails.
Yeah.
You don't happen to be working with one of them. I always keep them short. Allison, take a look right now. Tell the audience what you're looking at.
Beautiful manscaped hands.
Thank you.
Yes. But, I mean, the whole box thing, I think it's just, you know.
It's disgusting when you say box, by the way. Just please refer to it as a flower box. When you're talking on this show.
I said box thing.
A woman's flower. Go on.
I mean, it's just, I mean, so there's a quote from Hank Moody, and he says, mind you,
Hank Moody, David Duchovny's character in Californication.
Correct. Yeah, they can look it up. He says, mind you, I don't ever think that I'd go for a vagina-flavored cupcake, but in the ladiness, you don't want that shit to taste like ice cream. So there you have it. So you don't want it to taste like ice cream. You don't want it to smell like
maybe ice cream at body temperature. No, if a fucking pussy tasted like actual chocolate ice cream, that'd be kind of cool. No. It's not like it tastes like any. The best it can taste like is neutrality. Just like you're licking her fucking arm or something like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I mean, there is.
Not usually. There are some completely scentless people out there.
Yeah.
And the only thing you'll taste is whatever their junk juices, whatever wetness they're making, that might have a little taste or it might not. There really are girls out there where there's no scent, there's no taste, there's no nothing. They're great, by the way. Those are keepers.
Yeah, but I mean, there is going to be, and granted, it does have to do with lifestyle too. We've talked about this before too, and the same with men.
A lot of sardines and onions.
It's their spunk can have a lousy taste as well.
That's why I just chew on beef bouillon cubes. Make that shit sharp.
Just Limburger.
You go down on me, you know there's cum in your mouth.
That's right. I think I got gorgonzola and onions.
No mistaking that for chewing gum. Nothing pleasant about that.
No, but
chewing on pepper spray.
You know, it's so funny. One time I asked someone and I said, well, you know, spunk is different for everyone. And
I just picture you like a little wine glass doing the.
When I've talked to a lot of women will say that smokers spunk tastes
horrible.
Nasty.
Horrible.
Yeah. And so a lot of things, it's true what they say. You know, you are what you eat. So a lot of what you put in your body, you know, has to do with a lot of your body odor and smell and, you know, the chemicals and your hormones and all that. But it's funny. I said, well, haven't you noticed? I said to my friend, haven't you noticed that women taste different? And he goes, oh, I mean, yeah, but I just thought it was a hygiene thing. And I just broke out laughing. I mean, that is also a component.
Yeah.
That is also a big element. I mean, if people just aren't.
Well, I'll ask this of any chick that's on the show. And I don't care doing this bit to death.
Yeah.
How exactly are you supposed to clean that thing? Because it mostly sounds like no bullshit. Don't get anything inside. Kind of just like wash the front of it.
Define front.
You, like the actual lips, clit, all the fun parts. What I'd see in Playboy, but don't wash what I'd see in Hustler. Like, don't fan it open and then just put like some Tide in there and stand under the spigot and look like a fucking science project volcano.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I think you can just, I mean, you think about it,
You're a nurse. You're not supposed to get soap inside it, correct?
You're not supposed to get anything inside it, to tell you the
truth. Even dick?
That you can, but even that should be clean. Really. Truly. For real. It's not even a joke. I mean, the thing with yeast infections and all those kinds of things. So you guys, you know, just doing your three shakes or no shakes or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that hangs
around.
For
me, where I kind of just like pull the foreskin forward. And then put a rubber band around it. I call it trapping my essence.
I don't want to see that flower blossom. God, I don't feel good.
And I only pull it open and dump that payload inside a flower.
Ugh. Have her nurse it out.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever juice is in there. No, I'm just saying you really shouldn't. And people, especially men who are uncircumcised, they tend to, because they do have a hat.
Be disgusting. Yeah. I can only guess.
No, I mean, they are not disgusting, but they need to, you know, clean that stuff. So a lot of times with men who are not circumcised and they aren't, you know, working on their grooming.
Well, they got the fucking dick cheese, the schmegma, right?
They can, but they don't. I mean, a lot of young guys don't, and a lot of young guys are into just...
I don't get how you'd let that happen. If I found fucking cheese collecting around the tip of my dick, I'd clean it.
I don't think they let it collect.
I guarantee you that.
But they have more folds of skin. You have folds of skin, too, when you're...
Yeah, my belly.
When you're flaccid, there's more skin there.
That's true.
So stuff can collect.
I got a meaty ball sack.
And even not the sack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You show and then you grow. And so
that's
when
true.
It's smaller, there's a lot of skin there that gives you the length to grow.
It's
and
kind
all...
of get more chewing gummy with age. You just pull it apart, stretch it out.
But you have to do the accordion. You have to clean it up. So really... Even with that, if you have been like camping and hiking or whatever.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And you're just ramming it in places. People that like to do
from
point A, from point B, into the mouth, into the everywhere. And then they wonder why.
I hate.
She has a yeast infection.
Not being bathed before screwing if I've had a tough day. It's foul.
I mean, it is. It can be foul, but sometimes that's part of it. And that's kind
of part of the mojo.
That's the heat of the moment.
Me after day of locksmithing with my hands stinking of WD-40.
I don't know. If there's a broom closet, things can
old
happen.
Pin grease.
So you're going to say no. I doubt it. But I'm
saying no, but I mean, the average chick, if I'm actually coming home to someone, it's like,
yeah.
I'm going to bathe before I nail them or I'll fuck them in the shower.
Yeah. But normal soap and water right to the outside. It's the same. Do you want a bunch of soap? Just you want me to take the palm olive bottle and just, you know, spring it into your urethra and give a good squeeze.
Everyone's urethra is awesome. You can't make that comparison.
It is. That's where our urethra is. It's right there.
Yours is like
next to the vag hole. So where your tongue
it's
is going,
above it, right? It's like if the hold on. If
I don't want to have an anatomy class.
If your vag is your lips and your clit is your nose, then the pee hole is like in that little divot at the top of your lips, right? Am I wrong on this?
My mom still insists she has one hole.
Really? Like a fucking lizard? Does she shit out that one hole too?
She's like, what? Two
just
holes?
A big urea cake shit? That's how she excretes?
She's like, I only have one. I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, oh my. Yeah. So those are the top five. Do you want to know my top five? No.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a
yes,
no.
Of course. Yours is going to be weird. You're like, I don't know. You seem very personality-based, and then every so often I'll see your phone, and it's like your background is just some shredded motherfucker. I'm like, see, she wants a big donkey dick, too. Stop acting so cerebral. Like, oh, that Louis C.K., he's really sexy because he's really funny.
I never said that. He's not a sexy man.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, I do find...
number one, count them off.
Number one
is... Tease it.
Honesty.
Oh, God. I should have thought of that, too. I've dated some real liars.
Listen, with honesty, though, as because I'm kind of a stickler with this, is... but it really does turn me on. I take brutal honesty over someone who's sugary and insincere.
I
want to
fuck your mouth hole. Fanning myself here.
In a sense... I mean, really, truly, if that's what someone wants to do, then that's what I would like to hear. I wouldn't want to hear that you're so beautiful or that I'm the most beautiful person in the world. The truth is that I'm not the most beautiful person in the world. But I'm,
what?
But I may be beautiful to you. You know, and if you want to say, you know what, you love my big toothy grin or whatever is specific to me, then I
your
can.
Your big toothy grin?
That's what I have.
Big toothy grin.
Whatever something that's specific
we're on the
to
radio
me.
You can be like if you want to love my 36 24 36 figure and
but whatever is specific to me and that's what I appreciate. You know, I don't like those blanket compliments. I don't like to be told what everyone, you know, what
so some
guys
like,
think
I like the way your pussy makes me come.
Yeah, then I would that's fine.
Really?
Totally.
Even though you could say that to like any woman. That's the most blanket thing ever.
But maybe everyone's doesn't, like mine.
It's true.
Does every woman's make you hum like the way that when you've had your best nut ever? No. So everyone's the same, or the way everyone
moves. No, but it's
moves,
almost more
same.
About like angles, and if I haven't gotten some in a bit, because like if it hasn't been a while,
yeah,
and someone's like, "Hey, you want to just hit it bareback?"
Thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there are different to some extent.
Yeah,
it's like comparing different fast food places, though.
Yeah,
like which is the better burger, Wendy's or McDonald's? Well, they're both fucking garbage compared to a real burger. But okay, yeah. I got what you're saying.
Yeah, and so, but I also don't like little white lies, and I don't like those kinds of things, and that's a big turnoff. When I catch people in ridiculous, dumb lies, I don't really like it, and it's a huge turnoff. So honesty is up there. Also, a keen sense of humor.
Ooh.
It's not enough.
So far, I'm winning here.
No. I mean, for oddballs, you're winning.
Okay.
I mean, proportion, what's that?
Shut up.
Trim is one.
What I had, one ex who just was weirdly built. Like,
but if you loved her, like, couldn't you overlook that?
No, I did. And that was like my first girlfriend.
But these
and
are,
after that, I was like, you know what?
No dice.
Yeah. And people think I'm shallow, but I just know what makes me happy. Because like my very first girlfriend, I tried to be like,
yeah.
Look, I just like her for her.
Yeah.
And I fucking hated the sex. Like, it bored the shit out of me, which made me last forever, which made her love the sex. It was a very cruel catch 22.
Yeah, but don't you think if there were more elements where you liked her as a person, then you could kind of, you know, love her proportions?
No.
None.
No, not. And I'm not saying that to be funny.
But
you,
I don't
as
think,
a guy,
I don't,
you
I
need.
I think that she really didn't engage you the way that you like to be engaged otherwise.
Not 100%, I would, no.
Yeah. So there you go.
But
so
part of the way I like to be engaged is by a fucking hot body that gives me an erection.
Yeah, but I think there's ways that you could work around that. I think there's certain clothes
like
and certain things.
Like Hasidic Jew sex? Like she just bends over and there's this white sheet with a pussy in the middle of it?
Or that. And you could learn to work with
and
that.
And she's a big fatty, so it feels like I'm fucking a waterbed.
What's wrong with that? It's a mattress folded in half.
Oh, no.
No, but a keen sense of humor. But not only that, I mean, I like the quick wit and all that, but it has to also be...
Yeah, I get it tonight. Johnny's full of food and tired.
It's got to be one that also complements my own demented perspective on things.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's got to come
like a figure skating pair.
Yeah.
The routine has to come apart sometimes, but only to come together spectacularly.
Yeah. A nice smile is a must. That's my physical thing.
Look at these choppers. I'm smiling while I talk to you.
That is just, it's like the chattering teeth that just flop around the desk.
Oh.
And when you wind
I was going to say I have that chimpanzee smile, like just those yellow fucking...
No, both you and your brother have a nice teeth, so your
Thank
mom
you.
Must have done something right. You guys both have a nice smile. You got the lips, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which your mom said came from her side of the family.
Yeah, exactly. We're quarter spook.
If somebody's
got... Gramps was black.
For you, if you don't want someone who doesn't have the right proportions, I cannot do someone with bad teeth.
Oh, bad teeth are disgusting.
No, I really cannot.
They're unkissable.
It's unkissable, but I'm really unattracted to that person. And people say, well, someone could get their teeth fixed and someone could. But there are many, many people. Or what if somebody doesn't have, you know, the finances? But if it looks like you've been brushing your teeth with a Snickers bar for the last 30 years, I just cannot do it.
Sounds
because
delicious.
Those people just some people just do not like to go to the dentist and they don't want to get their teeth fixed.
Our mutual friend Rich, a.k.a. Jacuzzi Lips, is like that. I've told you that story.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't brush. I love him, but he doesn't brush. And one of his teeth kind of rotted out, and he just pulled him out with pliers.
Ugh.
Like, literally Always Sunny, Charlie Day style.
I mean, I just cannot do that. Absolutely. That's a deal breaker right there. Bad teeth. So, they got to have nice teeth. Also.
How about abs and cock?
That's not on there.
Really? They can be a big fatty with a nice smile.
I would take fat and bald over bad teeth. So,
see, I would just get him new teeth.
No, because he doesn't want his teeth fixed.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. He does not want his teeth fixed, which I know people like that. They have a fear of the dentist. They don't want them fixed.
What are they, cats? Like, is it going to the vet for them? I do not get the fear of the dentist. Did a dentist shove his little picky pick tool up your dick hole?
My mom absolutely does not like the dentist.
What the fuck? I had one dentist. In all my years, I've had two bad dental experiences. One of them was a piece of shit dentist that claimed to find like 15 cavities and charged me $700 and drilled my teeth out. And that was more just, I was pissed I was losing that much money because I never have goddamn cavities.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. That's what we do to prevent the jinxes in my house.
I gotcha.
The other bad time, it was like this person didn't have nerve endings of their own and they had the little tartar cleaner.
Yeah.
And they fucking were just digging into my gums.
Yeah.
And I was coughing up so much. It looked like I'd done 15 with Formin.
Yeah.
Like, I looked beaten. I could not eat the rest of the day. That's how scraped up I was. And that's, even then, I was like, you know what? God damn it. At least I'm really fucking clean. And several pounds of flesh lighter.
Yeah, I just, I would take, fat and bald over. Even short, fat, and bald over bad teeth. I just cannot do bad teeth.
So we're up to how many?
That's three.
Sense of humor.
Yep.
Teeth.
Yep.
And what?
Honesty.
Honesty. I thought you were going to say listening skills. I was like, fuck.
The next one is altruism. Someone who is kind and
giving.
This
is so much not physical shit. Like, I couldn't come up with enough physical things.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, I don't want them covered in poop.
The thing is that I find that a lot of guys out there are kind to whoever that they are attracted to or in a relationship with, but it's not enough for someone to be kind and giving to me if they aren't kind and giving to others, whether it be wait staff or hotel staff or their
other
family.
I do find
that
disgusting. Yeah. I was on a date with a girl and she treated the waiter like shit.
It's very, very unattractive.
That happens a lot. And another time I was in a hotel with a girl and she just made a fucking mess. And I started cleaning it up. And she's like, fuck that. That's for the maids. I'm like, they're people, goddammit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you have to go out of your way to make someone else's life miserable.
Take a
shit, you know,
in
what
the
I mean?
Carpet,
they have a crappy job as it is. Why make it worse?
That's how I feel.
It's everybody's job to do that. But if we can all do our part, then.
Why'd you do that, Allison?
I didn't. But
it's
I went
did it
on
while talking. Impressive.
More than one date where when the date's out to dinner and we go, the check comes and I say, you know what, let's just go Dutch. And I go to pay for my part.
And by that, you throw the tablecloth over his head and fart.
No. And so he says, you know what, no, don't worry about it. And I say, no, let me pay my part. So I pay my part, but we've had an exceptional server. And so I want to leave maybe greater than 20% tip. Mm-hmm. I want to leave a nice tip. And they'll say, oh, no, this is too much money. Then the server comes over and they're arguing about me giving too much money in front of the server. Like, he's 12, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going to college. He wants to start a business. You know what I mean? Let him have the money. He brought
That's
us.
That's one busy 12-year-old.
I mean, I'm saying, like,
college and a business.
Like, the thing is, like, he just let him have the money. He brought us things. We both ordered things that were not on the menu. They had to create it. He got it right. He brought us a sample of something. You know what I mean? He just went. Did
what are these items? What are you demanding?
I'm one of those people that frequently orders things that are not on
really.
The menu. Yeah, I'll say, you know what, I want this burger, but with this bun, with this fries, but can you put this side with that?
And I want it served by a robot.
Yes, and they do it. And when they do, I'm overly.
And the robot gets 20%
or more. But then what the date does is they pocket the money. They leave just.
What a piece of shit.
They take the money. They say it was too much. They leave the minimum tip. They don't give me the $10.
Yeah.
They put the $10 in their own pocket.
That's
and leave.
Fucked.
Yeah. And it's
That's
happened
just
more
theft.
Than
more. That you're turned off by thieves. We all are. I don't like to be stolen from either.
But I don't like people who aren't kind to others. And I don't think. I think for a lot of men, they lack the ability to empathize with others. It's kind of like, well, it wasn't my house that burned down. That wasn't my kid that got killed in Boston. And yet, even if you can't do something about it personally, I think if you have the ability to kind of empathize with others.
I can't even empathize all that well, but I know it's polite.
Yeah.
I guess there's that.
So,
Erica was waving.
Oh.
Good old Erica. I love Erica.
Confidence without arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other one.
That was my original AIM name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it really? No. I was going to say. No, I mean, I think there's a fine line between being confident and arrogant. And I think all women like a guy who has
very
confidence.
True.
Yeah. So you have a nice, strong man with a great deal of confidence, and he feels confident about certain situations, and, you know, makes us all feel
That's
secure.
That's why I'm so sexy like behind the mic. I know I'm a master here.
We like a man with the plan. And if I was going to add a 6'1", it would probably be height.
Fuck you. Don't add that.
I mean, we talked about that before.
Well, what is your height requirement, though?
There really isn't. That's why it's not
How short have you gone ever?
I mean.
You're how tall, by the way?
I'm 5'6" and a half.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Leggy, gammy.
I'm not shorter than 5'6", I don't think.
Okay.
But even that's kind of. But both the men that were 5'6", or they still are. They're not dead.
Dick for days.
They have it going on.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
A lot of short man confidence. They walk in and they just rule the place.
The one guy absolutely does. I mean, he is just, when he walks in, he is in command. Yeah. Now my friend Joel.
That was supposed to be Saturday Night Fever.
My friend Joel is another one. He is 5'6", but we've never dated or anything.
Mm-hmm. Joel's that short?
He's 5'5".
I've always heard about Joel.
Yeah.
And I almost feel lied to that you don't mention him always as Joel, short man. Nothing against Joel. No. It's just weird.
He's just...
It'd also be like if you told me Joel was black. I've always pictured Joel as white.
He's Mexican, actually.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
What else about this fucking Joel do
but
I not
he
know?
He is the whitest Mexican ever. He's just...
I mean, I know the type, but...
I mean, he's the blazer. He's the loafers on his Harley. You know what I mean? He's Yeah, he's that
Is he
guy.
Dark Mexican, though?
No, he doesn't look Mexican.
Oh, either. He's one of those.
I mean,
like
he
Jerry
does...
Jerry Perez.
He kind of... he has an olive complexion. He has dark hair.
Okay.
But, I mean, he could pass for... Maybe Greek or something else as well.
Of course he could. We're fucking scum.
But yeah, both the short guys. So I don't rule that out. But I'm definitely attracted to tall guys overall. But I have gone out with short guys.
Literally all women are, by the way. That's why.
We've established that.
Why do you think I need to fuck a tall broad to get more tall DNA into my mix?
Well, I'm just saying. So you can have
giraffe
children.
Even though the short ones... are the best to lay, and they make you feel like a man because you're so much goddamn taller.
Well, you can have a little one. You can have a
I want a little
wife.
Mistress.
Wow.
I want a very understanding tall wife.
She better be foreign.
Yeah, they're sophisticated like that. What? Just a French broad that's like, go out. Just have my goumar every Friday night. Saturday night's for the wives.
Oh, my. I'm just saying. I mean... to me, it's not a super deal breaker. I mean, but it's something that I'm attracted to, someone that is taller than myself.
Of course. Yeah. Every woman. It's like the turn-on for a woman. It's very...
But definitely not the top five. The top five turn-ons are the ones... I mean, when I do see someone who is giving and when, you know, there's certain courtesies and someone who is honest, brutal honesty.
Mm-hmm.
It
but
really
what if
is
they're Willow?
Hmm?
What if they're Willow?
Who's Willow?
The midget from that movie Willow.
I mean,
Warwick Dunn, maybe his name is.
Maybe the Dinklage. Maybe the way he commands a room, he's very confident.
He's got game, really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
He does, even though he looks like just little Dr. House.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I mean, when you think about it physically, but I mean.
Would you, I mean, could you do that? Like you're getting fucked missionary and you just feel this little head between your breasts?
I mean, that would be perfect proportion-wise, I suppose. You know what I mean?
If a midget's banging missionary. Yeah, it's like Ray, his head's between your tits.
Yeah, he doesn't have to bend or, you know.
And he's working him with those little sausage hands.
Oh, my. I mean.
Would you like that? Would you like those little sausage fingers pulling your underwear down?
If he exuded that confidence, I think, again, I think that's why you're talking about someone's proportions, but I think they lack the character that you're really most attracted to.
But then, like, you're done fucking, and he somehow pulled it off.
Yeah.
And you just watch his little baby legs waddle to the crapper. Come on.
I don't know. If he just blew my mind, then it wouldn't really matter.
He eats a real mean veg.
To me, if it's a job well done, then
he
I'm
He eats a veg
out.
Like fucking John Popper. He plays the harmonica.
He has a 6-inch tongue and he can breathe through his ears.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
He is the most charming midget I think there is. Little person, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't want to be offensive.
No. I mean, he does carry himself well, so at least
so
in Game
you
of
would bang Peter. No, that's kind of what he's like in real life, I think, because he certainly does the same shtick. He had an
episode of 30 Rock,
I think, where Liz Lemon almost fucked him.
He does a lot of.
Well, I've always had this. There's the black midget from Bad Santa. He's in everything.
Ugh, but he is not attractive or charming.
The dark-haired, bearded midget from Seinfeld, who played the elf, the Kramer Santa. And those are the two big ones in Hollywood. And somehow, out of nowhere, Dinklage comes in and steals the show. They have to be like, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, but he did a lot before that, like Station Agent and all that. I liked him in that, too. So
he was. What the hell was that piece of shit Chris Rock that got, about a funeral?
I'm not sure.
And it was a British movie, and Chris Rock redid it over here.
I'm not sure.
Oh, shit. And he played the midget gay lover of the dead dad in both versions.
Oh, yeah. That was
something at a funeral.
Yeah, bad. Yeah, I saw part of it.
Bad movie at a funeral. I don't know what it's called.
That's what it is. Not good.
British version was okay. Mm-mm. And I think this version, the one over here, had Zoe Saldana fucking Cyclops from X-Men.
Maybe.
I love Zoe Saldana.
I don't really even know who she is.
Oh, skinny
I know her
little
if I saw
Latina
her.
Black broad. Fuck. Fuck me, that is some hot ass.
Oh, my.
That I like. That I like. What? That's my top five right there.
Yeah, but you don't know her personality. I mean, maybe she's a douche, or maybe she's a whatever.
Whatever. As long as she'll suck my dick, she's good in my book.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
now that's all it is.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? We just cut through the veil right there.
So you don't need arms? You don't need legs?
Zoe's Saldana has all those. She has arms and legs and a mouth and a pussy and a butthole, probably.
Yeah, she does. But you said that all you need is someone to polish your knob. So,
what, like the worm from Freaks? You're saying as long as they have a mouth?
That's what you just said.
No.
We have it recorded. That's what you just said.
You're twisting my words because I'm sleepy and weak. And I just want to go home and upload this and play Pikmin for a fucking hour and then get
Pikmin?
Some shut-eye. Pikmin's a game for the Wii, and I play the Wii because I'm a fucking child. And I hate the Xbox and the PS3 because they have load times. And every time you turn on your fucking Xbox, you have to log in. And then it's like, oh, there's the 90 millionth Xbox update. Download this. I hate online gaming.
Wow.
I play games because I don't want to deal with goddamn people.
Wow.
And then it's all like, oh, it's connected. You can play against other people. Fuck you. I want to play the computer.
Really?
Yeah. I hate online gaming. And Xbox and PS3 are obsessed with their little online network. And the Wii is the only one that's like, well, if you're plugged into Wi-Fi, you can get Netflix. And otherwise, who gives a shit? We don't ask anything of you. And that's why I'm down with them.
I gotcha.
Well, fuck it. We can wrap up now, even though we had another little segment we could do. We have a lot of little segments, but you know what? We're going to tease those for the future. What texting rampantly says about you.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the only other thing we had, but I want to do
that. No, it isn't.
We segment.
Also had the pet thing, too.
What was
25% of Americans.
Oh, my God. The pet thing.
Yeah.
The pet thing's huge. We're going to do the pet thing on a future episode.
Okay.
It involves doing something to your pet for a certain amount of money and whether or not you do it. That's coming in a future episode. I can't wait to get to that one. Christ, we managed to kill a whole fucking hour talking about what garbage we talked about. I don't even remember it. Good Lord. How? I wanted to do the pet thing. The pet thing was great. The texting thing was great, but the pet thing was really great.
Oh, my. That's because you have pets. It doesn't appeal to me, so I'll be a great antagonist on that one.
Blew my mind. You're an evil bitch.
I am not.
What you would do to your
my
animals.
My top five is altruism. How can I be bad?
Not towards pets, apparently. That's where the wheels on that wagon come off.
Oh, my.
If you got fur, fuck you. That's Allison.
That's not
true. What she has to say.
I love you, and look at how fur you are.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And I've been fixed.
How about that?
Well, congrats to you, because you made it through an episode of Papa's Basement.
I
mean, the listeners, not you.
Oh, right.
Like, congrats to you, listener. And you're just like, well, thanks. I know I did.
What's wrong with that?
Congrats to you, too, Allison.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
You made it through another episode of Papa's Basement.
I did. I'm so proud of myself.
And you brought it. You were on fire.
I don't think I was on fire.
For
but...
both of them that we recorded tonight. Oops, I mean.
Just one.
This one that we did right now, right before you listened to it.
That's
live, living, vibrant.
That's correct.
You want to get a hold of Allison, the best way, you go to facebook.com/papasbasement. You click on like, because we like all the likes we can get.
That's right.
And then you find Allison Frank amongst
yes.
those who have liked.
Yeah.
And then you hit her up and you're like, hey, I'm really altruistic.
Hey,
and she'll be like,
right.
hey, show me your altruistic dick.
Or your altruistic smile.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want me individually, it's at Papa's Basement on Twitter, in Papa's Basement at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And hold on, I got a burp.
Oh,
it's
God.
Not coming out. And if it does, food's going to come up with it. I got to stop. I'll save that one for after the show. And John Papa Giorgio, what he has to say is go to inpapasbasement.com. It's got every episode we've done of this show, all the contact links, and the iTunes subscription link. That is a big one. Click, subscribe to us, rate us. I love it. It makes my dick tingle the same way altruism lights Allison's giny on fire.
Wow.
Till the next time, we're out of here.
Peace.
I cut you off. Damn it.
That's right.
We're back. Say say it the way you want to.
I didn't. Go ahead.
Fine. Screw you.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.